Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio.
Take a listen to this, ladies and gentlemen. Charles Heller has been kind enough to hold. Larry, you're going to love this. This is just so right up everybody's alley. David Kodria, you're going to eat this up too, and Neil, I know you will. Charles Heller, Executive Director of the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. You have some fun stuff to tell us about a raffle, don't you, Charles?
Oh, do I ever.
Oh, go. The mic is yours, brother.
Thank you. And, gentlemen, it's an honor to be on with all of you, Mark included. I'm especially thank you for the time to do this. I want to be as brief as I can, so if anybody wants to fire a question my way, they can. But as you know, SAFE Act happened in New York, and it's a travesty. And the response from manufacturers has been pretty uniform. Many of them have decided that they're not going to sell guns to police agencies if a civilian could not purchase that same firearm illegally in that state. So as a result, NYPD SWAT came to Barrett, and Barrett just laughed at him. And so they went to Armalite, and Armalite said, oh, we have Barrett's policy. So they went to Mark Serbu at Serbu Manufacturing. He makes some wonderful, very short shotguns, and he calls it the 50 BFG, and it's exactly what you think it stands for, so I won't say it. And we've decided when NYPD wanted a rifle that he had, he said not just no, but hell no. And we decided at JPFO we are going to raffle off the rifle, which NYPD got turned down for on the background check. And on the letter of provenance, we're going to have an NYPD logo with a circle and slash through it. Own the rifle that NYPD got turned down for. And you can buy that a chance on the rifle. It's only $20 a ticket, and only be 1,000 tickets sold. And you can, and it's going to have a unique serial number, JPFO01. There will only be one ever made. You will own one of one.
BFG stands for Big Freaking Gun, is what that stands for.
Yeah. So, and on the left side will be our logo, which is a six-pointed star wrapped around with an American flag and an AR-15 on either side of it.
Yeah, that's a
beautiful. That'll be on the port side, and on the letter of provenance, it'll, and the starboard side will have the serial number, JPFO01, one of one.
And where can people go to get the to get in on the raffle and to donate?
JPFO.org, and you do not have to be Jewish to be a member of JPFO, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, but you don't have to be. Let's go around the table. Start with David Kodria first. David, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. Charles, do me a favor. Send me an email with a couple of quotes that I can use, and I'd love to write this up and send me the link.
Okay, sure. I'd be happy to. It should be hot tonight on our website, but I'll go walk down the hallway, flip my computer on as soon as it gets below 104 here and sun sets, and I'll do that.
It's a dry heat, though.
If you'd send me a couple of unique quotes that I can put into it as well.
Okay, sure.
Beautiful. Great. Thank you.
I will do that. Thank you.
104 degrees.
I'm breaking the news nationally on your program, Mark.
Yeah, you and I talked about this weeks and weeks and weeks ago, and it finally came to fruition. And you notified me just yesterday by email, and I really appreciate it. It's a fun thing to be able to let listeners know that they can get involved with this. And tell them a little bit more specifics about the gun for listeners who might not know anything about that gun. Please talk about it.
It's a 50 BMG. And it's the John Browning design. It's 50 of the cartridges, and it's a semi-automatic magazine-fed 10-round magazine semi-automatic rifle. It has an action like glass. It is so smooth that you wish you could get that smooth of a shave, that feel when you pull the bolt back. The bolt goes home with the spring in that thing is so powerful that when the bolt goes home, you feel it in your fillings.
Oh, I'm loving it. All right, let's go over to Larry Pratt.
I'm not sure I want to do that to my fillings.
Oh, yes, you do, Larry.
I got too much invested in them to be playing around like that, my friend.
I'm only talking about the bolt closing, not about the gun going off.
If you do, make sure you do it on Chris Matthews' Hardball Show for all of us to witness.
Actually, what we're doing with this is it's a wonderful opportunity to stick a thumb in the eye of Bloomberg. And Bloomberg deserves as many thumbs in the eye as he can get because, you know, I'm the one of us here who can say this without being accused of anti-Semitism. He's a real bagel brain Jew.
I couldn't think of a better guy.
I couldn't think of a better guy.
Charles, stick around with us if you would. Love to have you join the panel for the remainder of this hour of Armed American Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a good one. Charles Heller from the JPFO, David Kodria, Larry Pratt, and Neil McCabe, humanevents.com. Back after this. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Charles Heller.
They're just
the JPFO crew, what are they waiting for?
They're just waiting for Moses to get done in the desert before they grab the guns from his flock. Mm-hmm. Hey, I got a way to address this. I call it tailpiped carburetorism. You lawfully learn how things work well enough to stick the tailpipe of government so far down its own intake that it chokes on its exhaust. I run a program locally on the radio here in Tucson called Swap Shop, and people are free to buy, sell, or trade anything they want as long as it's lawful and moral. So your machine guns, if they're on a Form 4, are perfectly fine, but pornography's not, because one has social value and the other doesn't. Mm-hmm. There are shows like it all over the country. There's hundreds of them. Get on the radio in every jurisdiction that allows you to do it in terms of the radio, not the government, and offer your gun or ask for a gun for sale and create an iron river of lawful commerce between private individuals and stick the tailpipe of government that wants the information about the guns right down its carburetor.
That's a great way to put it. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been filling your prescription for freedom. I hope you've enjoyed the hour. A great lineup. Charles Heller, JPFO crew, David Kodria, War on Guns, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. We'll have you back soon. Always fun to have you. No compromise. GunOwners.org. And wow, HumanEvents.com, Guns and Patriots, Neil McCabe. Thank you all for joining us here on the Armed American Radio Network. And this is about the time I remind every one of you, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom.